shortly. Thank you. Welcome to the City of Knoxville Board of Zoning Appeals. I'm Daniel Odell, Chair of the BZA, and I'll be conducting today's meeting. Alongside of me are the members of the BZA. At the tables here to my left and your right are city staff members that will be assisting. Today's meeting will be conducted in the order of the agenda. Agendas are available at the table near the entrance. Pursuant to BZA administrative rules, each matter on the agenda will be considered in the following order: staff comments, proponents, opponents, rebuttals, discussion among board members, a motion and then a second, and then further discussion among the board members, and then finally a vote. Members of the public may address the board and the following rules apply. Each person shall speak for 5 minutes and shall not have more than one time to speak, except that the chair may allow an additional 2 minutes to the applicant for rebuttal. When more than one person wants to speak to an issue, each side is limited to 3 speakers with 5 minutes each. The board may ask questions of any speaker and may allow more time or more speakers by a vote. Speakers should limit their remarks to the facts of the case and should avoid repeating comments that have previously been presented to the board. All speakers should come to the podium and speak directly into the microphone. Speakers need to state their name and address for the record, and then appeals of decisions by the BZA are made to the Knoxville City Council. A petition for such an appeal should be filed with Plans Review and Building Inspections Department not more than 15 days from the date of BZA's decision. I will now ask Ms. Scobie to call the roll.
Daniel Odell.
I'm here.
Grant Rosenberg.
Here.
Christina Bowler.
Here.
Amy Sherrill.
Here.
Okay, and Ebony will be here shortly. We can record her attendance when she arrives. Getting going today, we need to review our meetings minutes from last month. And I need a motion to approve last month's meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and the second. All in favor to approve?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries and last month's meeting minutes entered into the record. Moving along and into our agenda today, first on the list is 5A22VA. It is 3917 Holston Drive. Is anyone here to speak to that issue request? Matthew, come on up to the front, please. Name and address for the record, please, sir.
Matthew DeBard-Laban, 1418 Cornelia Street.
Thank you. Are there any further comments from staff?
No comments.
All right. Thank you very much. Matthew, if you would just tell us about your variance request and hardship. That's
the house is a duplex that has sat empty for at least 10 years that we're hoping to put into the rental rehabilitation program. It sits on a street that has over 40 parking spots on that street. Drove by it this morning. There was one car there. The house itself takes up most of the lot. So there's not anywhere to add multiple parking spaces. And so we're requesting to use the on-the-street parking.
All right. I need to ask for a matter of process if there's anyone here in opposition to this request. Seeing no one, forward into questions. So Matthew, the parking we're talking about is that lot there on it's Holston Drive.
Correct.
That's kind of a weird lot. Can you describe that for us?
It's a one-way currently. It comes in from Prosser and goes out the other way to join MLK, but actually becomes Holston Drive as it does. It's right, the Burlington Flea Market is just down the way there. There's a fire station at the very end on the right there.
Is that all one parcel there? Or is it city property? What is the Holston Drive way there?
It's city right away.
Is it currently a duplex?
It is currently a duplex. It's got some funny issues with its title that will be worked out with the rental rehab program.
I'll make a motion to approve 5A22VA as it's submitted.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any other comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. No one's opposed.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right. 6A22VA is up next. That is Kanzler Avenue.
Yes, R. Bentley Marlowe, 322 Douglas Avenue.
Thank you, Mr. Marlowe. Are there any further questions from the city on this one? Or comments, I should say. Thank you. Sir, if you would, just tell us about your request here and what your hardship is.
Well, the hardship is a small lot of record. I can't read that screen image, but it's narrow and see, it's approximately 57 feet wide and something like 70 or 80 feet deep, I think. Wanting to build a single family home on it through the homemakers program. And so I'm going to need to exceed the lot coverage ratio. And I need to exceed the impervious surface ratio. And I need to reduce the side corner setback so that I can fit a driveway. I am putting a driveway on with this build, but to do so, I need to shift the house within 6 feet of the Wallace Street.
Okay. Understood. For process, is there anyone here in opposition? There's no one here in opposition. I think this looks like it's fairly straightforward. It is a small lot.
I'll make a motion here. I make a motion to approve as submitted based on the small lot size and the pretty well in keeping with what's happening in their neighborhood as well.
Second.
A motion and a second. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all in favor to approve? Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? No one's opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Very straightforward. Next up, 6C22VA. That is Davenport Road. Name and address for the record.
Yeah, James Ryan, 2240 Sutherland Avenue.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Is there any further comment from the city?
No comment.
No comment on this one. All right, Mr. Ryan, tell us about your application, please, and the nature of your hardship.
Johnson Architecture is purchasing this building to move our offices to. It is currently about 10,350 square feet, and the back portion of the property that's currently shown as a courtyard back there is falling in. The roof is in disrepair. There's been some fire damage. So we're looking to demolish that portion of the building and keep it for future expansion. With the reduced square footage, well, let me back up. The current square footage would allow 31 parking spaces at 3 parking spaces per 1,000 square feet. With removing that damaged portion, we're only allowed 20 spaces per the new square footage. And we're requesting 31 spaces due to just a lack of parking in the area and the fact that the IBC would allow, I believe, 44 people with a big business occupancy. So just in order to support the business and our guests and clients, we're requesting more parking spaces to be allowed.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anyone here opposed to this variance request? No one here is opposed. Welcome. How do I need to record that Ebony just showed up, just to say it in the record?
And please, I can also add some more information too. So the existing area that's the parking lot is currently about 8,800 square feet, which is impervious area. And then with the pervious paving requirement that we would adhere to with the new parking lot, we would just have about 4,000 square feet of impervious pavement, which is an improvement. We've also designed the parking lot to be one way to reduce the amount of square footage for the drive aisle, which I believe is about 2,000 square feet less than it would be with a two-way drive aisle. So we've made every effort to reduce the amount of paving and impervious area of the parking lot.
Thank you. Any questions?
Isn't there another part to the request?
Yeah, we did not request that. So I believe, I don't know, Brian or plans reviews add that.
I can provide some context to that. Article 17 is the nonconformity section of the zoning code, and Article 17.A.2 is a nonconforming structure and building only. And it says that you can add to it as long as Part C, all off-street parking requirements for both existing building and the addition or enlargement are complied with. They're asking for a non-conforming parking, so they kind of go hand in hand.
Okay. I was about to say that makes sense, but some degree. Any further comment from the board? Questions?
Is there something that we need to look at in our code related to this since it conflicts with IBC? We, as in city council, not we.
It doesn't necessarily conflict because it's the number of people. People could be carpooling or taking other means of transportation.
True. Good point.
I'm going to suggest no.
I'll make a motion. We approve variance 6-C-22-VA as submitted.
Second.
I'll say we got a second. Very good.
For discussion, is my understanding of the intent of the parking limitations has to do with, I don't know if it's having to do with encouraging public transit or encouraging building these lots in the South Waterfront more densely. But adding more parking here is preventing more dense or, you know, closer to Davenport development.
Yep. From a general neighborhood standpoint, just knowing that area fairly well, the impact that Sevier Avenue's growth has had and continue to have is going to impact the streets right behind it, which are all residential homes, and some of which have very limited off-street parking or no off-street parking in some cases. So from a community good standpoint, when you have a good adaptive reuse like this, I'm all in favor of increasing parking where possible in this area. To the point that, yeah, it's supposed to encourage more density, but density comes with consequences.
I think the fact that if this were on Sevier Avenue, would be a different discussion. But Davenport's having a side street off of Sevier, so I think it's a little more appropriate to have the parking lot. I think they're trying to avoid a lot of surface lots on the street frontage, right? So, yeah, as Daniel said, there's a lot of parking constraints in South Knox, so this is justified in terms of needing additional parking.
Personally excited to see Johnson Architecture go over there. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, thanks. We're excited about it as well.
Yep. We have a motion on the table to approve 6C22VA as it's submitted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No one's opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. 6E22VA, 524 Williams Street. Name and address for the record, please.
Yeah, I'm Forrest Kirkpatrick. Address is 1409 Granger Avenue.
Absolutely. Any further comments from the city on this one?
No additional comments.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Forrest, please tell us about your application request and the nature of the hardship.
Yeah, so we're adding a second business to the rear of this building. The building, the first tenant is Adopo Sourdough Pizza. It's currently non-conforming for the build-to zone on the street for the facade. The new separate business in the rear we are planning a new structure, an additional new structure for that, to create a facade for the second tenant and establish these as separate businesses. This is an improvement to the neighborhood, and the hardship that we're running into is one, already a non-conforming condition, and two, the further loss of parking. And then also the circulation pathway for the new business. As you see, these two businesses create an L and a court there. So the contiguous nature of the development requires it.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone here in opposition to this request? Seeing none, questions or comments from our board?
Can you please explain the hardship again for me?
Yes, the new structure is to define a facade for the new tenant, the new business in the back, which will be a restaurant, and also loss of parking in this area that there's lots of new developments planned on existing parking lots.
What's causing the loss of parking? I'm sorry.
If we were to build the new structure
gotcha.
Up to
okay.
the build two
gotcha.
Zone.
Okay.
You're planning to build the accessory structure, but otherwise it's all existing.
Yes, everything in the bottom half of that drawing is an existing structure, that area there. And then in darker gray above, that is the new additional structure for the building.
Forrest, can you explain to me what the use of that building is? I see you're talking about it as the main facade to be recognizable, but it's also labeled accessory.
Yes, and we actually amended that in the application to be a new structure.
So it's not.
Does that answer your question?
Nope.
No.
How is that building being used? I'm just thinking of
sure.
the intent.
That will be seating for a new restaurant.
Okay.
And the area behind that will be a garden area.
Okay.
Chairman, can I add a little context here?
Sure.
This was a unique project that was brought before plans review and building inspections. I think we all know that there is an existing restaurant in the front, and there's the intent to create a second restaurant in the back. Although there might be several structures, they're all considered principal structures. It all functions for, as opposed to in a residential type atmosphere where we've got primary and accessory. This is a commercial district and it's a commercial project. So we look at all of those as part of the structure. Primary use. And so that's where I think the applicant is saying, if you move this up into the Hatchard area, it impacts however he tells you, not only the existing restaurant, but also the future use of the one in the rear.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense to me.
There are no minimum parking requirements because it's downtown zone. Is that correct?
I'm willing to make a motion to approve 6E22VA as submitted.
I'll second that. Motion is second. Any further discussion? Plenty of parking over there on the street and under the viaduct. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Motion is second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And I think that is the last thing on our agenda for today. So meeting adjourned.